KNZA locker room chats that continue tonight, getting you set for week three of high school football. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Troy football coach Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant. Also want to thank Troy Booster Club and Napa Auto Parts. Trojans getting their first win of 2025 in week number two. Pretty dominant on both sides of the ball, 46-0 the final score. First home game as well against the McLouth Bulldogs. Coach, congrats on that first win. How'd you like your team's performance in week number two?
Yeah, I really liked it. Nice bounce back win. You know, we had a good week of preparation, you know, and I think I even told you last week, if that was a wake up call for us in week one, then it'll benefit us down the road. And that's kind of what it appeared to be, you know, judging off our performance then against McLouth, because we played pretty good on both sides of the ball, as you mentioned. Jumped out to an early lead, and I think that helped us a lot because it kind of took them out of what they wanted to do offensively. They started throwing the ball probably more than they wanted to just because of the deficit and the lead that we had at that time. So kind of took them out of their power run game, which is kind of, I mean, I would like to see them do that more because that's kind of our weakness. That's what we're trying to work on, is stopping the run. But it was obviously advantageous to us to get them throwing the ball. And then they had three turnovers to our one, and our interception this week wasn't a bad one. It was on a fourth down that didn't matter. So winning the turnover battle is always key, but certainly still kinks to work out. Not a perfect performance. Still have a few of those 5-yard penalties here and there that you're not going to be able to have in a close game or against a really good team in a tight contest.
Yeah, turnovers in week one were a big issue, and you rectify that a little bit, you know, winning that turnover battle against McLouth. Let's talk about the passing game for a minute. Caston Jasper, your quarterback, 14-25, 262, 4 touchdowns. You mentioned that late interception really didn't matter at that point, but, you know, Hunter Ingeman, gets a couple of touchdowns, including one from 50 yards out. Caden Rosenberger also had pair of touchdown receptions as well. Those two very good in the passing game, along with your quarterback and Caston. You know, how effective was that? How'd you like that motion and the passing attack there in week two?
Yeah, we didn't really know going in. You know, we intended to be kind of balanced, but we had some advantages and some mismatches out on the perimeter. So we threw it quite a bit more than we ran, you know, 32 pass attempts total to 13 runs. We want that to be a little more balanced, but you know, whatever the game, however the game flow happens, and we had some advantages out there. And what a beautiful play that was, that 50-yarder from Caston to Hunter, one of the better passes, and hit in stride, and Hunter had to go full speed to catch that. That was a really nice play, a beauty, and Caden Rosenberger's been steady for us. No drops yet this year in two games on the perimeter. You know, Cole Jensen did all the scoring last week, and he still had a good game, just didn't find the end zone. So it's nice to have several options to get in the end zone, and we'll get our running backs into the end zone at some point also. But Caston ran for a couple this last week on scrambles. So a big bounce back game for him, I thought. You know, he made the two boneheaded plays out of Republic County, came back with confidence and played well. And then our receivers played well, even went to Sawyer Ashburn on a big 4th-and-7 one time. So, man, if we can get all those guys working on the perimeter and have some weapons and then get this run game going, which Tucker Jarrett had 4 carries for 32 yards and kind of looked like he had his mojo back, had a real angry run where he ran over a couple of defenders. And he's been a little bit, you know, hesitant because of the two injuries he's had in the last 2 years. And if we can get him back to thinking that he's invincible again, that inside run game will help.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, still trying to work out some kinks, and every coach is probably going to say that, and rightfully so. It's still very early in the year, but it's hard to believe. You put it together, we're 25% through the regular season. We're already a quarter of the way through this thing going into the game against Pea Ridge on Friday. What's one thing or two you've really liked from your team in the first 2 weeks, and maybe a thing or two that you're really hoping to improve upon here in week three moving forward?
Yeah, the season always goes super fast. You're right, once we get into it. And a positive for us so far has been our D-line, and we've got some people up there. Ty Horner was amazing this last Friday. I need to mention him. Had 9 tackles, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery on the same play, and then another sack later. But all those D-line guys, Henry Geiger, Marcus McKittrick, Mason Kessler, Ty Horner, have been really good so far, I think. And they're going to be a little bit undersized in some games, but they still have some quickness and some strength to dominate on that D-line, and I'm impressed with that. Offensively, you know, a concern is still running the ball, getting a run game going, and getting our O-line moving the sticks in chunks on the ground, especially when we get a lead, which we did a little bit of the other night. So those two things, D-line, big positive. Running ball in between the tackles, still a concern, still trying to work some things out there, but we'll get some more chances to improve on it here before we get some big matchups coming.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Jasper joining us, Troy football coach. Appreciate all of our great sponsors once again. They go to Pleasant Ridge here on Friday night, week three. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. All right, we got Derek Jasper on the horn here. A couple more minutes. Troy football coach. Again, thanks to the sponsors, Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Trojans getting that first win in week number two. Now they set their sights on another league contest here in week number three. Coach, get a Pea Ridge team that's off to a 1-1 start as well. They lost to Oskaloosa in week one, 38-17, but they bounced back with a 7-point win, 21-14 against Donovan West in week number two. When you first put this Rams team on film, what stands out about them?
Yeah, a lot better than last year. They're lining up and running the ball a little bit more, probably doing some things like I think all their coaches are former Pea Ridge guys, you know, Pea Ridge graduates, so they care about their program just like us. We've got some, all of our coaches are Troy guys, and, you know, they want to see things go well, and they've changed some things a little bit, not throwing the ball quite around quite as much as they did last year, and trying to line up and do some simpler things in the run game, and I think they broke a 15-game losing streak, so yeah. They're going to be pumped up Friday night, and somehow they got their first three games at home, so that's kind of a weird deal. We're going down there, and they're playing their third game in a row at home, and I guarantee you there's some energy and some optimism down there. You know, I saw the excitement after they won that game, so their coaches are doing the right thing, and they've shown great improvement since last year when we handled them pretty easily, but certainly got our kids' attention when they beat Donovan West, because Donovan West is kind of a rival for us, and we kind of know who they are, so hopefully that grabbed our kids' attention, and we'll be able to go on the road and try to come up with the first road victory of the year.
Whether it's offense or defense, you know, you've seen, you know, a non-league team way out the way in Republic County. McClough's certainly familiar being inside the Northeast Kansas League. Whether it's offense or defense, what's one thing or two you're going to see from Pleasant Ridge that you haven't seen from your first two opponents?
Yeah, some kind of weird formations, some kind of old school, some flex bones, some wing back stuff. That kind of makes it hard for us to cover. We need to identify who the eligible receivers are, because sometimes they'll release a tight end that looks like he's playing tackle, and the wing will stay in and pass protect. So identifying who's going out for passes, our D-backs reading those keys. They've got a nice little left-handed quarterback who rolls out, and when he rolls out, he likes to just run it sometimes. So keeping him in the pocket, kind of keeping things contained on the edge. They run a couple little reverse plays. So some things we haven't really seen yet. I said it was kind of old school, simple, and traditional, but they still run that little wing reverse, and they run some power football, and then they'll still roll out and throw it with that lefty. So really interesting matchup for us. I think it'll be a great game. I hope the weather is good for Friday night, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, there it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us. We always appreciate it. Thanks again to the sponsors, Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Two teams this Friday night, both 1-1, looking for win number two here in 2025 when Troy travels to Pleasant Ridge, Northeast Kansas League showdown week number three. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.